Looking to part ways with complicated, expensive, and uncertain shipping? Then give your business the edge it needs with USPS Ground Advantage shipping from the United States Postal Service. Keep everything simple with clear, upfront pricing and no unexpected surcharges. Keep things affordable with some of the lowest prices out there. And keep it all reliable with on-time ground shipments. It's time to turn shipping to your advantage. Learn how at usps.com/advantage. USPS Ground Advantage. Simple, affordable, reliable.
Hey, it's Ryan Reynolds, and I'm here with Keith, co-star of my upcoming film, If, only in theaters May 17th. Do you want to tell people the big news? All right, I'll do. Sign up now and you'll get unlimited for $15 a month and 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan on us.
Mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 equivalent to $15 per month. Unlimited over 40 gigabytes per month. Face lower speeds. Videos at 480p. Active Mint customers by 531.24 get 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan. Auto renews after 6 months. Offer ends May 31st, 2024. Separate Paramount Plus registration required. Terms and conditions apply if rated PG.
This is Optimal Finance Daily, episode 2713. Shifting to a frugal mindset has given us options, tons of options. Part 2 by Lisa Harrison of MadMoneyMonster.com. And I'm your host and personal finance enthusiast, Diana Merriam. Today's post is actually a continuation from yesterday. So if you're new here, it'd be best to listen to yesterday's episode first. But if you're all caught up, let's hear part 2 and continue optimizing your life. Shifting to a frugal mindset has given us options, tons of options. Part 2 by Lisa Harrison of MadMoneyMonster.com. Number 4, watching TV. I do love this category. In the not so distant past, I was one of those people who had the ultimate HD TV package to the tune of close to $200 a month. Yep, I really felt like having the best cable package was in some way a status symbol. Fortunately, Mr. Mad Money Monster never cared much about TV or sports. So when I suggested we try to scale it back, he didn't fight me. In fact, his immediate response was, cancel it. So I did. In reality, even though we had all the channels anyone could desire, we rarely watched TV. There would be entire weeks that would pass where we wouldn't even turn the TV on, let alone need the ultimate package we were paying for each month. Taking that $200 a month and investing it into low-fee index funds gives me a much bigger rush than having 500 cable channels at my disposal. We do maintain a Netflix lifeline, and it's been more than enough to satiate our television viewing desires. And if there's something else we want to catch, we try YouTube. So far, we haven't been disappointed. The best part? Minnie hasn't even noticed. Number 5, entertainment. We've always been very good at entertaining ourselves with little to no outlay of cash. We're fortunate to live in an area that offers plenty of parks, trails, and free events for us to indulge in. We're not averse to hiking in all kinds of weather or hosting friends in our home for dinner and a movie. Entertainment doesn't need to cost money. Sure, hosting friends isn't free, but it's certainly much more cost-effective to do so than to meet out at a flashy restaurant to buy overpriced food and drink because it's the expected course of action. We started bucking that trend years ago and couldn't be happier. Do we even notice our entertainment deprivation? Not at all. Number 6, our food. My biggest past financial downfall was eating out. I absolutely love to go out to eat. Everything about it appeals to my senses. I love the food, the atmosphere, the social aspect, everything. This was an area that we had to curtail in order to reach our goals faster. And to be honest, we still struggle with it. There isn't a week that goes by that we don't stop ourselves from going out to eat and begrudgingly prepare a meal at home. Alas, we know the importance of scaling back on eating in restaurants, both for our wallets and waistlines. In order to meet this goal, we do our best to plan out our meals in advance and make certain there are plenty of leftovers for work lunches. Interestingly, saving money on meals was our biggest money-saving hack after our housing and cars. Number 7, education. Mr. Mad Money Monster and I did it right when it came to getting an education. We both worked our way through school with little or no debt on the back end. While Mr. Mad Money Monster chose a state school and had his employer pay for most of it, I chose to do 2 years at a community college and then transfer to a private school that offered a healthy academic scholarship to offset the sticker price. I was also able to obtain my graduate degree free of charge thanks to my employer. This was one facet that we tackled completely independent of one another and still came out ahead. Thankfully, we both made financially savvy decisions when it came to college education when we were younger. Number 8, vacations. Finally, we come to vacations. We love vacations, but not so much that we're willing to ever go into debt to go on one. Neither one of us grew up taking fancy family vacations. The best either of us got out of our childhoods was a quick jaunt to the Jersey Shore, which was 3 hours away. I'm not complaining, of course. I'm just stating that we're fully aware that we can live a fabulously rich life without fabulously expensive vacations. Now that we're all grown up, how do we handle vacations, you ask? We plan for them and we pay cash. Even our not-so-frugal Disney vacation was paid for with cash. And because we splurged so much on that vacation last year, this year we're doing a more reasonable vacation to the beach. Other options for not overspending on vacations? Engage in a staycation. Our family has done 2 staycations in the last year and had a wonderfully memorable time each time. I highly recommend them if you need a break but don't have the money for flights and hotel rooms. And number 9, options. This is obviously not an exhaustive list where you can implement a frugal mindset, but it definitely covers the heavy hitters and provides a starting point. Shifting to a frugal mindset was the start of a wonderful life and a bright future for our family. By doing so, we've been able to invest the difference to reach our ultimate goal of financial independence. By making a mental shift to incorporate frugality into our lifestyle, we happily discovered that our options increased dramatically. And having options to do more of the things we actually want to do with our lives is worth every bit of perceived deprivation we partake in. With each month that rolls by where we keep our expenses low via a frugal mindset, we get closer and closer to having the option of not having to work a W-2 job at all. That's not to say we will immediately quit our jobs when we reach our magic number, but it certainly is nice to have the option. You just listened to part 2 of the post titled, Shifting to a Frugal Mindset Has Given Us Options, Tons of Options, by Lisa Harrison of madmoneymonster.com. And I'll be right back with my commentary. For a lot of people, it can be stressful and confusing to manage their finances. Even I used to feel this way when using different finance apps. But then I tried Monarch Money and everything got so much easier. Maybe you're saving for a down payment, a wedding, a dream vacation, your kids' college. I found that Monarch makes it so easy to help you reach your financial goals, whatever they are. I definitely wouldn't be able to allocate my finances or plan as clearly without help from Monarch. In fact, Monarch is the top-rated all-in-one personal finance app. It gives you a comprehensive view of all of your accounts, investments, transactions, and more. Create custom budgets, set goals, and collaborate with your partner. And now get an extended 30-day free trial when you go to monarchmoney.com/OFD. After trying out Monarch for myself, I understand why it's the top-rated personal finance app. And right now, get an extended 30-day free trial when you go to monarchmoney.com/OFD. That's monarchmoney.com/OFD for your extended 30-day free trial. Looking to part ways with complicated, expensive, and uncertain shipping? Then give your business the edge it needs with USPS Ground Advantage shipping from the United States Postal Service. Keep everything simple with clear, upfront pricing and no unexpected surcharges. Keep things affordable with some of the lowest prices out there. And keep it all reliable with on-time ground shipments. It's time to turn shipping to your advantage. Learn how at usps.com/advantage. USPS Ground Advantage. Simple, affordable, reliable. Learning to live frugally and actually enjoy it is probably the number one way I've improved my finances. And this is a topic that bears repeating because we've been conditioned since birth to be consumers. So it takes a lot of intentionality to push back against that. From a financial perspective, reduced expenses can create a double whammy scenario where you'll have more to save towards financial independence and retirement. But also, since your lifestyle is cheaper to fund, you'll have to save less, and therefore you'll reach financial independence sooner. I first built my frugal muscles by slowing down and being really mindful about the money I was spending. When I paused long enough to question my assumptions around what was a necessity, I was often surprised by the answer and delighted by my own creativity in getting my needs met. Another way I've pushed back against my consumerist conditioning is by understanding the concept of hedonic adaptation, which states that people tend to return to a sort of set point of happiness after positive or negative events. So if I buy the new shiny thing, it's going to feel good for a little bit, and then it just becomes a part of my new normal and has diminishing returns on my happiness. And that's another episode of Optimal Finance Daily in the books. I'll be back with more for you tomorrow. So have a great rest of your day, and I'll see you again tomorrow, where your optimal life awaits.